What are we supposed to be doing? So he said that we're supposed to be mashlim ourselves. We're supposed to be perfecting ourselves. Is going, yeah. So we're supposed to be perfecting ourselves. That's the goal over here. So let's go over it. For those that have the sefer inside, it is in this print, and it's Ois Chaf Dalet. So he says like this: what does perfection mean? I'll tell you what perfection means. It's clear what it is. Mina mikra, both from psukim and from logic. It's to become cling and close to the kedusha of Hashem, and benefiting and enjoying to be being in the presence of Hashem as much as possible. The closer one is, and the more connected they are, that is the hana that you get. But it's not just hana; it's also shleimus. It's also shleimus. It's also that it's hainuach, which is a little bit of a chiddush, right? Is it enjoyment or is it shleimus? So
How do you define shleimus?
shleimus is perfection. So the perfection is the more that one is connected to Hashem, the more perfect they are. Why? Because he's going to explain it why, but that's what he says. So first, let me prove it to you from Pesukim. Ibay Seim first from Pesukim. Oz tis anag al Hashem, you will enjoy being with Hashem. Yeshu yisharim es panecha, a yashar will be in your panim, in your presence. Seveh smochus es panecha, the simcha comes from being in your presence. V'achirim ke'el rav ma'ela halahima b'chol pinas divrei nevi'im aksum gluim l'chol amim dorshim al sefer Hashem v'karu. Anyone that read any Pesukim will know this. Over Divrei Chazal, it says in the Gemara too, the purpose of the next world, ain't by loy achila v'loy shtiyah, is not eating and drinking, el tzadikim yoishvim v'atzer yisein b'ra Hashem, v'nenem mizib ha-shchina, enjoyment from Hashem, enjoyment from the ziv ha-shchina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ibayis eim ha-svar. And then there's also logic. I'll prove to you that it's true, but now we're going to explain the logic behind it. What's the logic? Hanashama. Eina ella chelek elokamimal. What is the neshama? We understand that there's a guf and there's the nutna, a nefesh. Nefesh is the physical desires of a person, and a guf is the guf. So there's a nefesh and a guf, but nefesh and a guf, in that regard, we're the same as animals, more or less. So what distinguishes man from animals is the neshama. So there's a neshama. Where is it? What's the neshama? The neshama is basically chelek elokamimal. It's somewhat of a bechina of what that literally means is the piece of kaviyachol, whatever that means.
Only you then, or all of mankind?
It's a philosophical question. I don't know, but there's a neshama that we have, which is chelek elokamimal, which obviously is very. Yeah, to know what that means. Right, Hashem is chalakim. He divided himself up into pieces. What does that mean exactly? Nefesh HaChaim says it's like kind of like the best muscle I can give is if you have like putty, like a putty thing, and you can like stretch it, and no matter how much you stretch, it doesn't ever rip really. It just keeps on reshaping itself like kinetic sand, like these things. Like it stretches, but you can't really ever. It doesn't tear as much. It just gets thinner and thinner and thinner, but never tears. So Nefesh HaChaim says that Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, it's not Hashem, it's Klolius Nishmas Yisrael, basically. So it's after Nishmas Yisrael. This is Nishmas Yisrael. And then what happens is it's Kai V'Yochal, Kodesh Baruch Hu pulls the Neshama down until it gets into your guf. So he says that's why Yisrael is Chevel Nachalosan. One of my favorite Pesukim. So Yaakov is Chevel Nachalosan. We are the rope of his Nachal, which he says, what does a rope do? A rope is that if you move it up here, it shakes down there. So he says, that's what we are. We're connected. Hashem moves like this. We all, and if we move, that moves him also. So, and he says, that's why the guf is called like a shoe. That's why there's an Indian of removing your shoes when you go to a Makom Kadosh. What's the shoe? What's the Indian of the shoe? This is because the whole body is like the shoe holding the bottom of the neshama. The neshama is like the foot of all the way from up there, just coming in like a chelik of ruchnius into your body. So your body is like the shoe holding the foot of the shechina. So inside us is so I don't know if it's a good mashal or not.
I got it, and I thought it was
If it's
good.
not a good mashal, then maybe it's kfirah. If it is a good mashal, then it makes sense. But basically, so there's neshama is the chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to that whatever degree. So hine ein tishukasa vaday. So what is when you have a chelik of something, what does it want to be? Ein tishukasa vaday el loshen. When something is separated or being pulled away, right? When you pull it away, it's a rubber band effect. When you let go, what does it do? It goes back. Why? Because it wants to be there. It doesn't want to be here. So what does a neshama want? It wants, you pulled me like the putty. But now I'm like this thin little thing, and it's like all delicate, and it's like a schmuck. It's the rubber band effect. The second you let me go out of your goof, it's going straight up there. So the greatest level of shlemus is partial. It's obvious is as much as the neshama will be able to reconnect when it leaves the guf. But if you, while it was in the guf, were metami the neshama, and you did things to the neshama that even after you pull out the shoe, the whole rubber band effect is going to go away. So the neshama is not going to be able to cling back up there because it's got all dirty while it was down here. So then how could that be shlemus? Shlemus is obvious that anything which is separated from a source, the greatest shlemus is that when it's finished, it eventually could go back to the source. Rabbi Silver said that that's why the tev of a woman is to want to cling to her husband, because she is, it's the exact same idea, because she comes from him. So therefore, embracious. The woman comes from the man, so therefore she wants, and it's the same lashon, he says here. Ain't shukas is very meduic because it's the same lashon that says by Elecha teshukasa, it says in the pasuk that whatever that word shuka means exactly, but it's a certain type of very what a very intense desire to reconnect to your source. And that's why the neshama is only going to be shalom when it feels connected to that source. Ah, however, ma is da because as eh ma sagazois. How does it reconnect? In anu koach lahavin oisoi kol oid he yosam besoch hachisrenes. We cannot understand that because while we're down here, we cannot understand what it feels like to be reconnected over there. You can't describe that feeling. That's a spiritual feeling that when you're in a guf in this world, you can't connect to that feeling. Avo mizeanu mafkinim chesrenoseinu. But one thing we do know, the fact that we can't feel it should explain to us what we're lacking. In other words, the chesaron that we have is that we can't connect, and the shlemus is when we can get rid of that chesaron as much as possible to be able to reconnect. So shlemus is when our neshama can fully reconnect with its source. So if that's shlemus, and that we are here to explain that shlemus does not come for free, you got to work for shlemus. So, and he explained that Hashem made that in order to achieve, in order to make it that we have to work for our shlemus, you have to make a chisaron, a deficiency that we have in that area so that we can work on it and achieve that shlemus. So what, where's the deficiency? The deficiency is gufa in the area which is marchik our neshama from the source. So Hashem made it that the neshama is far from the source, and now you got to put it back together. That's what he's working. That's the picture here. Because the ultimate shlemus is exactly the place that there's chisaron. Kein neda shachisroinais him kol arichu kabnize. That what we're lacking is. The deficiency is in that area. The haminia hamismatzas b'noseinu, and the inability and the chatzitza between us and Hashem. Shabavur zeh i efsholi dabik boy. Commotion is dabik achrei ashetav armnia. Zeh achisaron chanu tzichim lishtad lahavim imenu v'luknas Hashem shesharanu. That is exactly the challenge. Okay. That reminds me of a different part that we said over when we learned the going in Yonah, the Pirush of the Gra and Sefer Yonah. He says that people often have a question. It's not exactly this point, but similar idea. We could say it in a Musar way. What is a person supposed to work on in life? Are you supposed to work on the thing which is easy for you, or are you supposed to work on the thing which is hard for you? Some people say, look, I may as well work on the stuff which is easy for me. That's what Bisosalanta says more like. The Gra says the area which is hard for you is a siman that if that's where you're lacking, Hashem wants you to fill that void more. He explains it with the Gilgulim. He says, if it's hard for you, it's because there's a pagam in your neshama from a previous Gilgul, and therefore therefore it must be that here you're in that the and therefore your job is to fix it. Okay, so anyway, it's a similar point where you see what he's trying to build out is that your job in the world is to fix the exactly where it's missing. It's not like it's missing somewhere else. Hashem created this system that way. That shleimus means perfection in our cleaning our neshama, keep our neshama clean. That should be roi to reconnect to Hashem. That shleimus only can come if we do that shleimus. In order for us to do that shleimus, Hashem had to make it that it's not shalim in that area. So Hashem made a deficiency in that area itself. So it means the greatest deficiency in the world is in our chatzitza, in the hefsik, in the block between our neshama and the way it should be.
I gotta tell you, I feel like dancing because that just was a connect with so many things I've learned over the years. That was the missing connecting piece that just put it all together.
No more confusions.
Oh my gosh. What a piece of Torah. Is anybody else got a little hung up on this? Or am I the only one? Huh?
Know what expressing it that way, that's for sure. But this is Ramchal. This is
This
what
is
he
a great
this
Torah.
is what he's doing over here. Thanks for the
Wow.
chizuk. There you go. So the I guess what we have to work on now is but then he says like another timeout. Amram Kananu. Now I'm gonna put another hakdama, another introduction. Like he keeps on taking one step forward and two step backwards. Like it's like, okay, I got you one piece, but now I'm still missing something. Let's go back. Okay, what do you have to explain now? Amar neshama mahi. What now? So he says, I want to explain something, which is that don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a deficiency in the world because the world needed that. But you have to know that mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he could have created a perfect world. So he kind of said that already. But he said, mitzad
No,
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he could have created a perfect world. So he could have created the perfect world. Not only that, really, the way HaKadosh Baruch creates things is that it should have been that way. Anyone that is fully shalom, their accomplishments are fully shalom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fully shalom. Really, his creation should have been shalom. But since Hashem's chokhmah dictated that there should be space for the person to be mashlim himself, so he had to create bria sa'ila chesaris hashlemus. He had to create us with deficiencies, which he's saying the bria. You were like bothered with this, which is that gufa deficiency in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he created the world that way. He's saying no. He's saying because it was a decision to create the world this way, and therefore he held back from what should have been to create a world this way. So in other words, creating the world this way was really inappropriate for Hashem. She should have created a perfect world, because a perfect creators create perfect things.
But maybe this is in its deficiency is perfect because it's doing It's creating a world to make us do what he wants to give him Hana.
So he says, that's what he says. So he says, the reason it's perfect is not from the perspective of the creator. It's only subjective to the creations. So when you bring in the perspective of us, it became a perfect world. But before, in other words, mitzad the boire, it's not a perfect world. It's only perfect from our perspective, for the need of the creations. So since he wanted to make it with the needs of the creations in mind, it's considered a perfect world for that need, because the creations that I'm making need it to be this way. So he's going to explain that a little bit further. Okay, shkoyach rabbeisam. It was an exciting share today, guys. Okay.
I thought it was, yeah.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's
dancing.
I want to dance. I want to dance.
Here's
what a nice story to learn, huh? Is that the candy?